On the other hand, the single largest expense that a company has is the cost of selling. That's the single largest expense. Now, most sales guys would say, I don't know where I'm going to be. I don't know. I'm not sure where I'm going. Well, managers run businesses based on rational and logical thinking. They have a right to know where that money's being spent. They have a right. In my view, I'm extremely happy to say to my boss, here's where I'm going to be. I'm going to be spending 60% of my time in this area because of these reasons, and 20% of my time in there because of these reasons, and 20% of my time in there because of this roll-up and so on. My boss says, okay, yeah, that makes pretty good sense. Okay, now it becomes a question that's easier, where am I going to spend my time? Exactly where? So I find breaking it into three parts works pretty good. Could you break it in six parts? You know, I don't know. I think three is a good number. You know, just kind of separate into three. Can be north of a certain highway, south of a certain highway. It could be, if I just had one account, it could be, you know, the purchasing area, the engineering area, the floor, you know, things like that. So I can actually take one account and divide it into a territory. Determine the potential in each part. Determine the sales in each part. Delete all the days that cannot be scheduled on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, which would be if there's a holiday on a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, something else is going to be operating on, you got other things going on, get rid of all those, and get rid of all the Mondays and Tuesdays, and spread the available days over three parts. So back on page 69, now I'm looking at my days analysis. I got 365 days to start with. I take off 104 days. Is everybody with me on this? Okay? All right. Vacation, I'm taking 10 days, that's out. Holidays, 2 days, that's out. Training days, 5 days, that's out. Sales meeting, 14 days, that's out. 104 Mondays and Fridays, that's out. 5 personal days, that's out. I'm left with 121 days. Now, let me say this. If you want to do a territory, you could just work with 121 days. That's fine. You know, if you want to scale it back and make it 105, I don't care. If you schedule your time a reasonable amount of the time, you're going to be doing the right things because you're forced to do them. You got a schedule, and you pick it out on a rational, logical basis. So I would advise you, when you get start doing your thing, you could just say, okay, let's do 121 days. That's what Mitchell did. It works. Okay, fine. You might find out that, you know, 123 is better for you or 110. I don't care. But what you can't do is you can't get up Monday and just, where am I going today? Oh, I think I'll go down to the distributor. You just can't do that. You will not be effective. You need to think it through beforehand and say, hey, here's the places I'm going to be going. So I got 121 days. Great. That's what I want you to use, 121 days. 60% of 121 gives me what? 73. So that tells me what? What's that 73? Tell me, Joe. What's that 73? Okay. I got 121 days, Joe. You saw where that came from, right? 121. I'm going to spend 60% of my time in Orange County. I take 60% times 121, and I get 73.
I'm thinking my territory is split in 9 parts, not 3. That's
right. All right. Don't bother with details, Joe. All right. So 73 days I've got set up to go into Orange County for the year. And 24 days into San Diego County and 24 days into L.A. County. Now, Mike, if I wanted to go in there 74 days into Orange County, would that be okay? Sure.
Absolutely.
I can go in there as many days as I want, but I'm not going in less. I'm not going in less. So then I say, okay, I divide the 73 by 12 and I've come up with 6. So I'm going to be 6 days a month scheduled in Orange County, 2 days a month scheduled in San Diego, and 2 days scheduled in L.A. County. And then you say, okay, I'm assuming 4 calls per day. I'm only going to schedule 4 calls a day. Maybe I could do more than that. Some days I maybe only do less. That's 24/8. That's 40 scheduled calls a month that I'm going to have in my...
But these are going to be your HR and MRs, aren't they?
Exactly correct. These are your HR and your MRs. That's exactly what they are. So we went through this, went through that. Now we get into this. Now, this is Outlook, and I'm assuming that you have the same thing. We're on page 70 here. I'm assuming you got this exact same thing in Lotus Notes, a calendar. Okay? If you look at this, you can you read those little lines on here? It's Orange County, Group 1. How many groups are there going to be for Orange County? Six. Is it six?
Yep, six.
Yes.
Six,
and why is that?
Because you're in there 6 times a month.
Right, 6 times a month. Because we had 73 days divided by 12. Where did the 12 come? That's the months, 12 months. We divided 12 months into 73, and that gave us 6. So every month I'm going to have 6 days in Orange County. Now, there they are, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And I'm going to have 2 days in San Diego County. There they are, 1 and 2. And in Microsoft Outlook, they have a little thing. You can go recurrence, and you just put monthly, bang. And it'll do it just the whole year. There's your schedule for the whole year.